From Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Indonesian House of Representatives hope bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Czechoslovakia increase in many fields. Indonesian and Singapore defense ministers discuss reinforcement of counter-terrorism. Now, the news in detail. Chairman of House of Representatives Zulkifli Hasan expected that bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Czechoslovakia increase in many fields, as quoted by Antara News Agency Zulkifli Hasan while receiving a visit of Chairman of Czech Senate Milan Štěch and his delegates in Jakarta on Monday, said that the two countries' relation has been running well for 25 years. Meanwhile, on the occasion, Chairman of Czech Senate Milan Štěch hoped that bilateral cooperation of the two countries can be increased. He explained there are many Indonesian products entering Czechoslovakia, both directly or through the European Union. Milan Štěch also expected the products of his country can also export to Indonesia. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu and Singaporean Defense Minister Ng Eng Hen held a meeting to discuss strengthening the cooperation of counterterrorism in Singapore on Monday. Escorted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Defense Ria Mizar Triakudu emphasized an effort of countering terrorism which is more integrated and transparent for the two countries. The two ministers also discussed about the meeting between Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and President Joko Widodo that will be held in Bali. The two state leaders will talk progress of defense cooperation and share information with ASEAN member countries through a RISE program. The cooperation will be developed with ASEAN partners focused on mechanism of sharing information of intelligence based on the right target in order to paralyze the power bases of terrorism. Swedish Embassy in Jakarta and Wikimedia Indonesia held Wikigap in Padang West Sumatra in order to hire female contributors to write more articles about women and Indonesians as well as Minang language. Head of Trade and Promotion Board of Swedish Embassy in Padang, Linda Bechtman in Padang on Monday, said that the program was participated in by 30 female participants from Padang to participate in fulfilling writing for Wikipedia. Linda Bechtman explained that there are 200,000 articles written in Minang language. She said that Wikigap Padang is aimed at encouraging female contributors in order to write articles actively, particularly about women in Indonesian and Minang language. Linda stated that Wikigap Padang is the advanced program of Wikigap Yogyakarta that has succeeded to add some articles about women, at least 30 articles. Bank Indonesia will keep differential interest rate domestically with developed and developing countries. This is aimed at denominated instruments of rupiah can draw attention of foreign portfolio amidst higher potential interest rate competitions globally. This was said by Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Dodi Budi Waluyo, to media after a discussion on measuring benefits of International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting, IMF WBEM 2018, in Jakarta on Monday. Considering aggressive decision of Turkey's central bank to raise its guiding interest rate up to 625 basis point to be 24% on Tuesday.
Bagaimana menjaga inflow modal masuk? Karena bagaimanapun juga defisit itu perlu pembiayaan.
How to keep inflow, capital inflow? Since deficit needs financing and it will be covered, if our capital inflow is not only from foreign investment and foreign direct investment, but also portfolio investment inflow, that's how important to keep differential interest rate of Indonesia with foreign countries. It is to make Indonesia compete with other countries in the region, to draw attention of foreign capital inflow amidst internal capital inflow decrease to emerge. That's the function of our purposes to raise interest rate, to keep our attractive interest rate from foreign countries.
Dodi Budi Waluyo also said that Bank Indonesia will raise reference rate of 7-day reverse repo rate. At Governor Council meeting on September 26-27, 2018, Dodi also affirmed that Bank Indonesia will consider all external and domestic factors. According to him, Bank Indonesia has many data factors which can be seen from the domestic and foreign countries' development. Thus, the Fed and Turkey's interest rate increases did not necessarily affect Bank Indonesia interest rates. Indonesian Minister of Development Planning or the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, estimated that economic growth of Bali this year amounting 6.54%. The increasing of economic growth is encouraged by International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting, IMF WBGEM 2018, which will be held in Nusa Dua, Bali next October 2018. Minister of Development Planning or Head of National Development Planning Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, at a discussion on measuring benefits of International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting 2018 in Jakarta on Monday said that without annual meeting of IMF WBG, the economic growth of Bali is projected worth 5.9% overall until the end of 2018.
Kalau Bali mengikuti pola yang ada, baseline, seolah-olah
Bali follows the existing model as if there is no World Bank IMF annual meeting 2018, so the economic growth of Bali is only 5.9%. Thus, it is still under 6%, or Bali still continue growth slowdown started in 2017. Since the existence of World Bank IMF meeting, the Bali's economic growth will rise to 0.64%. In 2018, Bali's economic growth is estimated to reach 6.54% due to the implementation of the meeting.
Bambang moreover explained that besides boosting economic growth, the IMF World Bank Group annual meeting will also raise the real of regional gross domestic product worth 1.2 trillion rupiah. The real additional of regional GDP was contributed from infrastructure preparation, national and foreign tourism expenditure, as well as the implementation of the meeting. Bank Indonesia stated that the deficit of Indonesian trade balance for August 2018 period exactly shows improvement compared to July 2018. The deficit of Indonesian trade balance in August 2018 is in $1.02 billion. It decreased considerably compared with July 2018, which amounting $2.03 billion. Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Dodi Budi Waluyo, to media after a discussion on meeting measuring benefits of International Monetary Fund World Bank Group 2018 annual meeting in Jakarta on Monday, said that the deficit improvement of Indonesian trade balance has not reached market expectation. However, it will continue and expected to improve current account deficit in third quarter of 2018.
Ya, mungkin harapan pasar lebih dari itu ya. Tentunya kita
seperti tadi poinnya.
Of course, we like this point. It takes time. It cannot directly cut or reduce imports because there is a process. The important thing is we see that there is progress towards the deficit. From the side of the trade balance is smaller. We are waiting for the third quarter current account balance, which will come out around October to November.
Moreover, Dodi Budi Waluyo explained that the trade deficit of September 2018 is expected to get significant improvement because the implementation of biodiesel fuel oil mix 20% of palm oil, B20, will reduce oil import. Furthermore, B20 is also expected to add export value worth $4 up to $5 billion. Dodi further said the business world should utilize the weakening of rupiahs currently to enhance value of export selling. Deputy Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Yosef Naisoa, strongly called for a moratorium in sending workers to Malaysia. In the first 8 months of the year, there were already 73 Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia sent back home lifeless to East Nusa Tenggara, Yosef said, describing the condition as a very urge. He said he had discussed this issue with new NTT Governor Victor Bungtilu Lais Kodat and other community leaders. The number of Indonesian workers sent illegally and already in Malaysia are believed to be much larger than ones sent there legally. Therefore, the provincial administration would soon send a team to take record of all Indonesian migrant workers from NTT in Malaysia, hopefully to start in October 2018, he said. Separately, head of the Provincial Manpower and Transmigration Office of NTT, Bruno Kupok, said from 2016 to September 2018, there were 5,000 workers from NTT in Malaysia. The number did not include those going to that country illegally. Hundreds of thousands of Indonesians are estimated to work in Malaysia, mainly in plantation, and part of them entered that country illegally. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Investment in Indonesia Still Safe. Investment risk in countries with high economic growth increases. This happens because the crisis in Turkey, Argentina, and Venezuela influences market expectations. Indonesia also experiences the impact of the crisis. Based on data from the Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, quoted by Kompas Daily on Sunday, from early 2018 to Friday 9-14, foreign investors have booked net sales worth around 54 trillion rupiah. Market analyst Luki Bayu Purnomo told Kompas that foreign domination in domestic capital market makes the stock market more vulnerable if foreigners choose to leave Indonesia. However, Luki views that domestic investors have grown quite a lot and supported market volatility. Meanwhile, Director of Trade and Membership of the IDX Stock Exchange, Laksono Widodo, views that the fundamentals of domestic capital market are improving, along with the improvement of the financial statements of public companies or issuers. Stocks and bonds issued by corporations still promise profits for investors. 10-year tenor bonds are still in demand as long-term investment to respond global uncertainty. In addition to the company's shares and bonds, the purchase of assets for long-term investments such as property and gold is still in demand in Indonesia. Property that has been purchased can be leased back to pay maintenance costs, taxes, or other costs. The rest of the rent is the result of the investment. For the gold investment, gold sales at the state company PT Aneka Tambang reached as many as 18.9 tons during the period January to August 2018. High sales figures illustrates that most Indonesians are still conservative in investing. the desire of the people to invest in conservative ways or with financial market-based instruments proves that they still believe that Indonesian economic fundamentals are still strong and still promising for medium and long-term investors. To improve the sense of security for the community, financial authorities must continue to be aware of market volatility and quickly take action before a crisis arises. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with September the 18, 1984. Joseph Kittinger becomes the first person to cross the Atlantic Ocean with an air balloon. Joseph William Kittinger II was born on July the 27, 1928. He was a retired colonel of the United States Air Force and USAF command pilot. After his first operational assignment on a fighter plane, he participated in the Manhai and Excelsior projects in 1960, which set the world record for the highest skydive from a height of more than 31 kilometers. Serving as a fighter pilot during the Vietnam War, he set fire to North Vietnamese MiG-21 fighters. He was later shot down and spent 11 months as a prisoner of war in North Vietnamese prison. On September 18, 1984, Joseph William Kittinger II became the first person to cross the Atlantic Ocean with a hot air balloon. I'll switch to September 18, 1990. Liechtenstein became a member of the United Nations. Liechtenstein officially became a member of the United Nations on September 18, 1990. This royal state is approximately 120 square kilometers in size and is bordered by land. Liechtenstein's capital is Vaduz, a city located on the east bank of the Rhine between Austria and Switzerland. All foreign affairs of the German-speaking country are managed by Switzerland. Liechtenstein is famous for banking services and relies on revenues from the tourism sector, especially sales of stamps. I'll end Today in History with September the 18th, 1998, ICANN is formed. ICANN, an internet corporation for assigned names and numbers, is a non-profit organization founded on September the 18th, 1996 and officially incorporated on September the 30th, 1998. The organization, headquartered in Marina del Rey, California, is intended to oversee several tasks related to the internet previously carried out directly by several organizations on behalf of the United States government, especially the Internet Assigned Number Authority, IANA. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. For today's My Indonesia, the title is All Indonesian People Must Be Proud of the Values Contained in Pancasila. As a state ideology and philosophy, Pancasila, all people should be proud of the values contained in it. Member of the Regional Representative Council of the Republic of Indonesia, Fahira Idris, revealed that even though the values of Pancasila are still being processed, all Indonesian people are fully aware that Pancasila is the one that binds the hearts of individuals in Indonesia, so that they can see difference as necessity, not potential for the conflict, let alone disunity. Fahira Idris reminded leaders and policymakers that Pancasila challenge continues to be tested. However, nowadays there is a misguided identification of threat to Pancasila. This misunderstanding is marked by the proliferation of certain groups that label other groups who differ in opinions as radical, not nationalist, and anti-Pancasila. Quoting the rmmalt.com report, Fahira Idris revealed that emerging economic inequalities and increasing social injustice are a real threat to Pancasila and Indonesian people. Fahira views that if there is an extraordinary imbalance in a country between rich and poor, the slightest difference has the potential to become a conflict and a split. Fahira Idris also explained that the principle of social justice in Pancasila rules the people in power to enhance the level of the poor. Fahira added, if the poor are not appointed to their degrees and welfare, this will certainly bring about instability in the community, and this will also pose a serious threat to Indonesia. Fahira Idris further stated that social justice is the root of the unity of Indonesia as a nation that will be strong and grow in the trees of national resilience if it is felt by the people. Thus, Pancasila is close with the precepts of social justice for all Indonesians. On various occasions, many parties also reminded the importance of increasing a sense of pride in Pancasila. This was delivered by a member of People Consult Assembly in PR, Agustina Wiligent Pramistuti. Quoting suaramerdeka.com report, some time ago during the program of absorption and expiration of the community, with the team developing Pancasila values in supporting sustainable economic development in the current agriculture in Randurejo Hamlet, Puro Village, Karanmalan District, Agustina pointed out that Pancasila is an ideological guide in the daily activities. So the Indonesian people must also be proud to have the Pancasila as their national ideology that is more powerful than that of other nations. On the occasion, Agustino reminded that Pancasila is more internalized and implemented as a daily guide. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Here is the news in brief. Chairman of House of Representatives Zulkifli Hasan expected that bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Czechoslovakia increase in many fields. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Zulkifli Hasan, while receiving a visit of Chairman of Czech Senate Milan Štech and his delegates in Jakarta on Monday, said that the two countries' relation has been running well for 25 years. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Misatriakudu and Singaporean Defense Minister Ng Eng Hen held a meeting to discuss strengthening the cooperation of counterterrorism in Singapore on Monday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Misatriakudu emphasized an effort of countering terrorism which is more integrated and transparent for the two countries. Swedish Embassy in Jakarta and Wikipedia Indonesia held a Wikigap in Padang West, Sumatra, in order to hire female contributors to write more articles about women and Indonesians as well as Minang language. Head of Trade and Promotion Board of Swedish Embassy in Padang, Linda Backteman, in Padang on Monday, said that the program was participated in by 30 female participants from Padang to participate in fulfilling writing for Wikipedia. Bank Indonesia will keep differential interest rate domestically with developed and developing countries. This is aimed at denominated instruments of rupiah can draw attention of foreign portfolio amidst higher potential interest rate competition globally. Indonesian Minister of Development Planning or the National Development Planning Agency Bappenas estimated that economic growth of Bali this year amounting 6.54%. The increasing of economic growth is encouraged by International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting 2018, which will be held in Nusa Dua, Bali next October 2018. Bank Indonesia stated that the deficit of Indonesian trade balance for August 2018 period exactly shows improvement compared to July 2018. The deficit of Indonesian trade balance in August 2018 is in $1.02 billion. It decreased considerably compared with the July 2018, which amounting $2.03 billion. Deputy Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Yosef Naisoi, strongly called for moratorium in sending workers to Malaysia. In the first 8 months of the year, there were already 73 Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia sent back home lifeless to East Nusa Tenggara, Yosef said, describing the condition as very urgent. That was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we would like to introduce a musical instrument called dol. So stay tuned. Dol joined the Malaysia Tour and Travel Association MATA Fair 2018 in Kuala Lumpur on September 7 until 9, 2018. This musical instrument from Bengkulu Province became the only representative of Indonesia in one of the biggest events organized by Malaysian government. This prestigious event was held at Putra World Trade Center Hall, Kuala Lumpur City, and attended by 100,000 visitors. Listener, dol is a percussion made of coconut stump covered with cow or buffalo hide. Yet originally it can be made of rambutan or cempedak stems. The shape is like a big pot. Then dol is played by using a wooden mallet which is covered with cloth. Dol is classified as a membranophone because its sounds comes from the vibrating cowhide. Earlier, dol's diameter is 90 centimeters, while its height is 100 centimeters. Later, there are various sizes of dol, from a span to 60 centimeters. Originally, the material of dol is rambutan or cempedak stem only, but now it often uses coconut stem or shell. The process of making a dol from coconut shell is quite simple. Firstly, we should make a hole on one side of coconut shell and sand the remaining shell until soft. Then paint it with various colors. Finally, the hole is covered with cowhide. However, it is a bit different from coconut stump. The stump must be shaped first. Also, rattan is needed to fasten the cowhide into the big coconut stump. Dolls played by Bengkulu people in various traditional ceremonies such as arak sorban, menjara, tabot besanding, and tabot tabuan. In those ceremonies, doll is an instrumental and inseparable part. Without it, the traditional ceremonies will not be complete. However, never see doll as a formal instrument because it always entertains the people who join the ceremonies. Listener, that is today's Indonesian Wonder about dol, a musical instrument from Bengkulu Province. We will meet again tomorrow with more interesting topics. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in a conversation. Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Belajar Berselancar, or in English, Learning to Surf. First, I'll give an example of a conversation on learning to surf. Tony and Joko's family are traveling on Parang Tritis Beach. Tony: Joko, apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Joko: Aku tidak bisa. Kamu bisa? Tony: Ya, aku bisa. Joko: Wah, aku mau belajar. Tolong ajari aku berselancar ya, bisa? Tony: Oke, ayo kita cari tempat sewa papan selancar. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is belajar berselancar. Belajar berselancar, which means learning to surf. I will say the words 2 times and you can repeat after me. Belajar berselancar. Belajar berselancar, which means learning to surf. Apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Do you know how to surf? Aku tidak bisa. Kamu bisa. Aku tidak bisa. Kamu bisa. I don't know. Do you? Aku mau belajar berselancar. Aku mau belajar berselancar. I want to learn how to surf. Tolong ajari aku berselancar ya. Bisa. Tolong ajari aku berselancar ya, bisa. Please teach me how to surf, can you? Apakah kamu bisa berenang? Apakah kamu bisa berenang? Do you swim? Berbicara bahasa Indonesia. Berbicara bahasa Indonesia. Speak bahasa Indonesia. Sedikit. Sedikit, a little. In the dialogue, you heard Tony said, apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Which means, do you know how to surf? In Indonesian conversation, the phrase apakah kamu bisa? Apakah kamu bisa? Which means, do you know how? Usually is used to ask one's ability in doing something. If you want to get some information about the abilities of somebody in doing something, you can ask, apakah kamu bisa? Apakah kamu bisa? Apakah kamu bisa? Which means, do you know how? And then add the verb about the ability that you want to ask. Example, apakah kamu bisa berenang? Apakah kamu bisa berenang? Which means, do you know how to swim? Apakah kamu bisa berbicara bahasa Indonesia? Apakah kamu bisa berbicara bahasa Indonesia? Which means, do you know how to speak bahasa Indonesia? To answer such question, you usually use the words bisa. Bisa, which means can. Sedikit, sedikit, which means a little. Tidak bisa. Tidak bisa, which means cannot. Example, if somebody asks, apakah kamu bisa berbicara bahasa Indonesia? Apakah kamu bisa berbicara bahasa Indonesia? Which means, do you know to speak bahasa Indonesia? You can answer, ya sedikit. Ya sedikit, which means yes a little. Furthermore, in the dialogue you heard Joko said, tolong ajari aku berselancar. Tolong ajari aku berselancar, which means please teach me how to surf. The phrase tolong ajari aku means please teach me. It's used to ask somebody to teach you something. Example, Tolong ajari aku berenang. Tolong ajari aku berenang. Which means please teach me how to swim. But if you want to sound more polite, you can ask in the other form like bisa ajari saya berenang? Bisa ajari saya berenang, which means can you teach me to swim? Boleh minta tolong untuk mengajari saya berselancar? Boleh minta tolong untuk mengajari saya berselancar, which means can I ask for your help to teach me to surf? Before we end, let's learn Bahasa Indonesia today. Let's listen to the conversation once again. Joko, apakah kamu bisa berselancar? Aku tidak bisa. Kamu bisa? Ya, aku bisa. Wah, aku mau belajar. Tolong ajari aku berselancar ya. Bisa. Oke, ayo kita cari tempat sewa papan selancar. After listening to the conversation about belajar berselancar, which means learning to surf, I'm going to give you an exercise which related to the words you have learned so far. This time is to describe the disease that you got by mentioning the name of the disease, when you got that disease, how long did you get sick, how did it feel, where did you go for medication, how many times a day that you had to take the medicine. Example, nama saya Danu, saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan yang lalu selama 2 minggu. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. That was Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia Today. Hopefully it would be useful for you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Please send your voice recording in Bahasa Indonesia to the email address voi@voinews.id. There will be a gift package for one listener who is lucky. The name will be announced in November 2018. Until we meet again tomorrow with another topic. Goodbye, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Music Corner. In this edition, we present to you some Malay songs. Let's begin today's Music Corner entitled Lancang Kuning by Boy Sandy. Enjoy the song. was the song Lancang Kuning by Boy Sandy. This song was originally from Riau Province. Lancang Kuning is derived from two words, lancang, which means a very fast ship, and kuning, which means yellow. Thus, Lancang Kuning means a very fast ship with yellow body or yellow sail. The lyric tells about leadership of a captain which can lead the ship into destination safely. However, the captain also refers to husbands. If husbands cannot lead the family, they will sink. Aside from lyrics, the arrangement and music are very typical of Malay and very enjoyable to dance to. Our next Malayan song by Boy Sandy entitled Katakanlah Salahku or Please Tell Me My Mistakes. Written by Wan Parau, this song is about disappointment of a person who was left by their lover. That person was wondering what kind of mistakes they made. This song is quite mellow and slow music tempo. Well, listener, happy listening to the next song, Katakanlah Salahku by Boy Sandy.
Thank you.
Listener, you have just listened to Katakan Salaku. The song was nicely dedicated by Boy Sandy. To end today's music corner, we will present the song Undangan Merah Jingga or the Orange Invitation by Boy Sandy. The song is about someone whose heart is broken right after receiving an orange wedding invitation. It is because that is their lover's wedding invitation. Yet in the end, they can only pray for their lover's happiness. The song's lyrics and arrangements are very sad. Listener, here is the song Undangan Merah Jingga. The song also concludes today's segment of Music Corner. Happy listening and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, informing, connecting, dignifying.